Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Tapelo ya motho yo lukileng ena le matla. Tswela pele go rapelela Radio Pulpit moshumong o re o dirang Afrika Borwa le ka ntlhamelwane ya yona.
Kwa manje ke si yangale go se smo o smo riana gare. Sa bona se smo. Amen. This is a comeback and celebrate our mama. Tina Bessingale, a cat home yesterday.
Yes.
It was
incredible.
So, we a Throne of Grace Family Church. We this coming Saturday.
Wow, God is great, God is at work in Alibra.
Amen. Amen. This is more sibongo ukuthi uphinde ube nathi kule ntambama. Ungababingelele emakhaya bese ke uyas encourage ukuze sokwazi ukungena yazi sivuselekile ku a new week.
Amen. Ngiyababingelela abalaleli egameni lika Jesu emakhaya laba khona khona kyadumedisha ka libitso le lemadla la morena Jesu. Especially this afternoon, I would like us to look at a scripture that most people may not necessarily like because it's scripture lesson sitting over to Mundo at Tuguzi Sola, at Tuguzi Pendu, Namakunibuz, Ogunanabandabangam Pendulayo, is in the book of James, chapter number 1, verse number 2. We found a TPT, which is the Passion Translation. And my fellow believers, when it seems as though you are facing nothing but difficulties, see it as an invaluable opportunity to experience the greatest joy that you can. For you know that when your faith is tested, it stirs up the power of endurance. And then as your endurance grows even stronger, it will release perfection into every part of your being until there is nothing missing and nothing lacking. I want to say to Umlalile Kaya, you know, umahamba ebunzimeni riruko wena count it all joy. The immediate reaction would be they don't understand what I'm going through. We may not understand what you're going through, but izinkosi le sinikeza isiqiniseko. It gives us a reassurance. Le re fa bogo o ile re khontishisha gore ge re tsama kara whatever re tsama kara yona. As long as re re modimo we count it all joy. Now my brother ngali some joke when he goes through difficulties. Count it all joy, or are joy, or are peace. And I know whatever she is going to say afterwards is something that will lead us to engage in prayer, to exercise our faith in God, because the language here now we have tuned ourselves to change, or it's cover too heavy for us. So if Uhambe wins remain, if I believe to count it all joy, it is the testing of your faith, stirs up the power of endurance within you. We just need to say, as we are going into a new week, like you said, things don't seem to be okay. You got some conflicts with some colleagues. And whatever you do, you don't seem to get a breakthrough. In order, I count it all joy. And Father, and pray this prayer and say, Father, give me strength to endure. Because endurance will make me feel so perfectly fulfilled in you as God. Today, we're going to seasons comes and season goes. But the word of the Lord endures forever. That we need to remain in God in all seasons. What I like about what he quoted from the book of Ephesians, chapter number 3, verse number 1, good times, seasons come and seasons go. So that you can have something to reflect on. When I remember what the Lord has done. The testimonies keep us going. When the going gets tough, the testimony keeps us grounded. That's why I always say to myself, and have an encounter with God. Go through something that you look at it and say, if Mudimu had not taken me out of this, because if you have that encounter with God, the next experience that you have that is challenging, you have an archive of a testimony You have an archive that you can go to and pull out a testimony of what God has done in the past, that you can look at and say, indeed, God is faithful. I like what Prophet Habakkuk says in the book of Habakkuk, chapter number 3. I think it's from verse 17. Honamo, Ebulala Mandor, though the victory may not blossom, though they may not be, you know, actually, let me go there. Verse number 17, Habakkuk, chapter number 3, verse 17. Even if my fig tree do not blossom and my vines grow no grapes, if my olive crops fail and my fields produce no harvest, and even if my sheep die and I'm left with no cattle in the barn, I still have Yahweh. I still have God, Lord Almighty, and I will rejoice in Him. Yes, I will dance with joy no matter what, for I have a Savior God. Yahweh is the Lord of my strength. He makes my feet sure-footed as deer, bounding upon the high places. These are the lyrics of the conductor of my string ensemble. Or lege go senang. You know, this is a farmer saying, even though my fig tree does not blossom, even though my vine grow no grapes, I will rejoice in the Lord. Sometimes you have to make a conscious decision in the presence of calamities to make the joy of the Lord the center of your focus. You know, in psychology or in mental health, you know, they usually say when you focus on a problem, the problem becomes bigger. But when you disrupt your thinking, you disrupt your pattern of attention onto something, then you minimize the ability of that particular problem to cause you more pain. It's like, even though, even though level is when you have nothing else that you place your faith in except in God. So it's like this wonderful afternoon. I would say, you know, this weekend I was hoping that there will be money that will come in so that we may have bread. Bona, move your eyes away from your expectation of a ching-ching that will come the normal way. I rejoice in you. Maybe you will feed me in another way. So sometimes we are so reliant and self-reliant that we let go of opportunities for God to show up and show forth His grace and mercy upon our lives. What's a bill of salary? Mudimu la gano go fa chelet o emela di 15 or 25 or 22. Maro go tshepile mudimu do zula wari nanga se tlhoke borotho nka se tlhoke bogobe because He daily provides for me. That's why Jesu o ra ruta ba rutwa ba ga go rapela a re say hallowed be thy name and thy kingdom come and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. He says, God, I trust in your provision daily. God, I trust in everything that you can do for me daily. So you have to move your eyes from the provision, from the sources that you are so familiar with, and put your faith in God in every circumstance. I hope you tell it to all in one, a family member, radio public family member, that is the last scripture that I quoted is from the book of Matthew chapter number 6, verse number 9, going down. Let thy will be done. Father, I trust you with the situation. And I'm saying, let thy will be done. Come through for me. Your will is to give me good life. Your will is to allow me to pass through and not stay. Your will is not to allow me to be buried in situation. Or as I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for thou art my God. You are with me. Thy rod and thy staff will comfort me. Yes, I may not feel it, but I know your rod and your staff will comfort me. May the Lord comfort you in the pain that you're going through. May the Lord open doors of uncommon opportunities for you as you're looking for work. May the Lord touch and whisper somebody to be your sponsor in that situation where you need promotion and provision that is better for your family needs now. May the Lord be good in every situation that you go through. I will rejoice in the Lord, and I will rejoice in the Lord. Amen and amen.
Amen and amen. Yo, sis mo sithintando ka Jehova ayenzeke emhlabeni njengoba iyenzeka ezulwini. That is a very powerful prayer. Oku ukuthi sometimes singabantu sithatha ngathi umkhuleko wabantwana owake wabona sithina sibadala sibona ngathi ayi asisawukhuleki omkhuleko wase Sunday school kanjalo sikhohle ukuthi lo mkhuleko unamandla kangakanani. Sismo siyabonga kakhulu nge word of encouragement. Ngiyathemba ukuthi lapha emakhaya batla ithlothlora bayema njoba ushilo futhi nanokuthi uma ubheke ukuthi uholelwa ngomhla ka 15 uholelwa ngomhla ka 13 into ezinjalo and then u believer or ukholelwa kuyo salary ukhohle ukuthi uNkulunkulu uyena iprovider enkulu eimpilweni zethu. Siyabonga kakhulu ukuthi usimotivate uphinde futhi usencourage. May God bless you.
May God bless you and God bless abalaleli emakhaya. Have a beautiful and a blessed week ahead. Amen.
Utholakala kanjani konje?
Usimo utholakala ku Facebook uMoriana Gari. Ngisazo ivula le ya TikTok ngisazo
bizwe ngendaba yile. Ngihlezi ngisecha, ngisecha uSismo angimtholi.
Yazi ngimtholi. Umlaleli ngicela ukukhulekela lo Sismo. Ah, TikTok account. Kodwa ngicela noma la ku Facebook.
Oh, sahlala
ku WhatsApp 082-3939-598.
Mhm. Ngicela ukuphelezela ka one of your favorites. Minister ke bua ka kgaogelo ke kana.
Ah, hallelujah, glory to God.
Are di khoro buleha.
Bona. Let the gates open. Hallelujah.
Amen. So bona na futhi next week.
Next week, my beautiful sister.
Amen.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life. A winning team on the road to eternity.